Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Americans drove more than 100 billion fewer miles between November of 2007 and October of 2008. 100 billion fewer miles than the same period just a year ago.
That's Transportation Secretary Mary Peters this week in New York City. This massive decline in Americans hitting the road has many scratching their heads, wondering if it's a temporary or permanent change in behavior. But Florida Congressman John Mackay is hoping it is an opportunity to push through plans for a high-speed rail line service in 10 corridors in the U.S. And this is, of course, to reduce dependence on oil and create more efficient modes of transportation. Congressman Mica, welcome.
Well, good to be with you this morning.
And apologies on your name.
No problem. You'd be surprised what you're called sometimes in public office.
I can only imagine.
And that's just my names, not sometimes my proposals.
Right. Well, given the economic environment, why do you think it's important to talk about a new rail system now?
Well, I think there's timing for everything. And right now, we faced an energy crisis. And, while prices have come down, it's not going to go away. You want to do a better job on the environment. And the other thing, too, is just getting around. I mean, the New York area and other areas from sea to shining sea are just drowning in congestions, even with fewer people on the road. So in the long term, we've got to have some other solutions than just what we've been doing. And high-speed rail is something the rest of the world's embraced, and the U.S. seems to be falling further behind on.
I should mention that you're the Republican leader of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, and you have a very specific plan in mind. You want to lay it out for us?
Yeah. What's happened is we've talked about high-speed rail. You know, this Acela, they developed it. It only goes 83 miles an hour on average, actually. I think the governor of New Jersey was clock going faster on the turnpike than that. But found is that we're not building again alternative transportation systems. So I came up with the idea: why not have the Department of Transportation, since Amtrak's had a difficult time running an entire national passenger rail system and then getting a bid into faster trains? Why not have the Department of Transportation take requests and proposals from the private sector with a public-private partnership approach? And that's what we've just started. The law said in 60 days, and President Bush signed the bill on October 16th, we would take requests for proposals. So that was launched from New York. We did it at Penn Station with Mayor Bloomberg, Mary Peters, and others. Carolyn Maloney from New York was there and other representatives. But that's the day we launched the request for proposals, and we've got 9 months to take them in, and we'll see what the public-private partnerships are offered.
Well, you referred to the Acela there, which, of course, is the Amtrak high-speed mm-hmm. train, which isn't quite so high-speed and has all the problems that Amtrak has. And you noted that there, at least at this, on the surface, appears to be consensus, Republican and Democrat, on some of these initial rail proposals, or at least soliciting proposals to take a look. I'm wondering, since you've talked about the rest of the world here, as you go around the world, what models do you think would work here in the United States of high-speed rail that you've actually experienced personally?
Well, we've seen a number. Of course, you know, some of the European and Asian models are going 150 miles on average, and some are now reaching 200 miles an hour on average, which solves some of your other problems, like the congestion we have rippling from New York's airspace. About 70% of all the delays in the country start in the New York airspace.
So true? Wow.
There are models. They've wiped out just about all the short-distance service in Europe, from Brussels to Paris. They've got service, the Thales, from London to Paris, another route. Almost all the short distance, under 400 miles, 300-400 miles, is now covered by high-speed rail. There are other models, too, for not soaking the taxpayers. And we looked at Richard Branson, who's quite an entrepreneur. He bought up two of the north-south lines when they were privatizing the UK rail in England. And he's paid a dividend the last 5 years, invested about £5 billion, which is about $10 billion at the
time. You're talking about Richard Branson, who's the founder of Virgin Atlantic,
and
the airlines.
He has Virgin Rail. The trains look just like the planes, but he's paying a dividend. There's almost no federal subsidy, and dramatic improvements in the quality of both the rail track, and also the vehicles are quite modern.
But that's
great stuff. I mean, I want a bullet, as Adora knows, I want a bullet train in my lifetime. And before we go, we're going to ask you a prediction here.
Get to the prediction, actually, I was just wondering if you could just, in about 3 seconds, how would we pay for that, given that there are a lot of priorities ahead of a railway system?
Well, this won't be subprime or financing. There's actually revenues that are produced by people getting on these. So that's your first source. And then government's building roads and bridges and other things, and we're going to have to put some government money in it. So we're looking at a public-private partnership.
And we'll see where that goes. But how about a prediction for you quickly?
Bullet train in my lifetime?
In 2009, what do you think?
If we could build that bridge in Minneapolis in 437 days, we can get this puppy going in no time at all.
Good answer.
All right. Thank you so much. Florida Congressman John Mica, Republican leader of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. We wish you a good holiday.
Same to you. Bye now.